Welcome to the Write for a Reason podcast. My name is Janet Wilson. I'm a publisher of Christian fiction for young people with Dernier Publishing. If you're a Christian and new to writing stories for kids and teens, stay tuned for encouragement, creative writing tips, and actionable strategies you can implement immediately to become a better writer. And in this episode, we're looking at using your own childhood memories to enhance your writing. Now, you probably know this generally excellent piece of advice: to write about what you know. It totally makes sense. How can you describe the atmosphere of the crowd at a football match during the taking of a crucial penalty unless you've experienced it for yourself? Well, you can't, of course. That is something that I have never done. If I was trying to write about football, I'm afraid it really wouldn't sound very good. If you've lived through poverty, you don't have to research it. You know what it feels like. If you were bullied, bereaved, if you were lonely or abused as a child, you can write about these things with a depth that can touch hearts. But all sorts of memories from your childhood can add depth to your writing too, such as the feeling of freedom when playing with friends. Do you remember the joy that it was to spend hours in the garden or in your bedroom dressing up or playing cowboys and Indians or whatever it was that you used to do? The joy perhaps of a birthday surprise, something that you weren't expecting, or something extra that was really good fun. Maybe it was the disappointment of being left out, or the pride of winning a competition after working really hard for it, or the disappointment of not making first place. Nothing in life is wasted for a writer. All these experiences you can use. Now, bearing in mind that we're writing Christian stories for children and young people to encourage and inspire, I have an exercise for you. Find yourself an evening on your own, or at least an uninterrupted hour that you can take for yourself. Get yourself a pad of paper or a laptop, but preferably a pad of paper and a pencil, because it's much better to free write with those. And write a list of 10 or 12 or so of your own childhood memories. They can be good, bad, or ugly. Here's a list of memories from my own childhood to give you some examples. One is sewing patchwork alone on the stairs in the sunshine. We had a house which had a window which overlooked the sea. Another memory is an adult embarrassing me in front of cousins I'd only just met. I must have been about 12 or 13 at the time, and that really was a grim memory that sticks in my mind. I also remember the dread of a new school term. I wasn't very good at making friends as a child and found school quite difficult. So starting back to school again with all that fear of the unknown, a new uniform that was usually a little bit too big, not knowing where the chairs would be and what the teacher would be like and who I'd be sitting next to, I found that really difficult. I remember walking miles to the sweet shop one afternoon to buy a quarter of sweets. I just didn't have anything else to do. I felt really bored and lonely, so I took some pennies with me and off I went. Now that is showing my age, isn't it? Because it really was pennies in those days. I remember many contented hours playing dolls with my sister. Now here's something. We used to pretend to talk to each other through our watches. We were way ahead of our time. We used to say aunt on the radio and then talk to each other even though we were in the same room. Gosh, this is slightly embarrassing, isn't it? I hope you're not laughing too much at my childhood. I do also remember reading under the bedclothes with a torch, and I have no doubt whatever that many of you will have been doing exactly the same thing. Stealing biscuits from the biscuit tin. That was me and my partner in crime. That is my sister. We used to dare each other how many biscuits we could take. Isn't that awful? Right, here's a lovely one to finish with. Going to church for the first time, age 13. It was after a Crusaders group. Some of you may remember the Crusaders groups, now called Urban Saints. Everyone else was going straight to church. It was on a Sunday afternoon, so we went to church in the evening and it absolutely blew me away. I'd never been to church before, apart from a cousin's wedding and brother's christening. So it was an absolutely new experience for me. It was back in the 70s. It was just such a wonderful time. Place was packed, there were people singing and joyful, and I felt like I'd come home. So that's my little list of childhood memories. So now it's time for you to stop and make a list of your childhood memories. And then once you've got a list a bit like mine, pick one of your memories and write about it. Not just what happened, but how you felt. Nothing really terrible happened to me in my childhood, but if you find it hard to write in the first person because of the nature of your memories, you might find it helpful to write in the third person, looking at what happened from a narrator's point of view. Write as it comes to you. Raw, you don't need to edit this. Just write and write and write until you're done. Write about how you felt, what you sensed, how you feel about it now, the effects it still has on you, and what the Lord has done in your life through it. Then who knows, maybe you can use something of your past in your stories. It'll bring you closer to your readers when they see that you understand their pain and their joy. To be heard and understood is a great gift for our readers. So what are you going to write about? And why not pop over to Facebook, to our Write for a Reason page, and post on there your childhood memory. We'd love to hear all about it. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss out, and leave the link on your online writing groups. It'll help Write for a Reason to get found by more writers. It's great to share the wealth, isn't it? And if you'd like lots more writing tips, hop on over to writeforareason.com. You'll find lots more resources and encouragement to help you write excellent, relevant, fun novels and get them into your readers' hands. And if you haven't yet done my free course, Gripping Beginnings, you can sign up and start immediately. This will help you grip your readers from the very first page of your story. So don't put it off. Today is a gift to use wisely. Only you can write your book, and you've been called to write. Someone's waiting for it.